Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Brandasia. How may I help you?
Hi, my name is Judy Lokinski, and I'm looking on my bank account, and it's showing on December 21st, $67.32 was taken out. I'd like to know what that was for. It doesn't look, like anything I know about.
Yes, ma'am, I'm more than happy to assist you with that. What was your last name?
Lokinski. You want me to spell that?
I can see it, ma'am. Can I get you to verify your address for me?
Yes, 219 Cleveland Avenue, apartment 5, Owosso, Michigan.
Thank you so much. Do you mind if I place you on a brief hold while I pull up your account?
Okay.
Thank you. It'll be just another second, ma'am. I do apologize. Okay, ma'am. It looks like on the 14th of this month, you paid shipping and handling for, you entered a sweepstakes for $574 to win a kitchen set.
Excuse me?
You entered a sweepstakes on the 14th of this month for a kitchen set. Like, you entered a contest to win a kitchen set for $574?
Yeah, the $574 they took out. I don't know what the $67.32 is.
Yes, ma'am, I'm getting there. It's when you signed up I'm sorry, you can go ahead.
I was supposed to have won something through Kohl's, K-O-H-L-S, and it was here, and anyway, it was some kind of cookware or whatever, I'm not sure. And so they took out the $574. Never asked me about it. Never told me anything about it. So I was supposed to have won something. I'm assuming that was for shipping. Don't know. But now it shows up $67.32. I did not buy any cookware. Is that what this is showing?
No, ma'am. Once you enter that sweepstakes to win a cookware, in the terms and conditions, after you pay the shipping and handling for it, it also stated that you would be enrolled into our Factor Direct Savings Club, where your cookware is coming from. It's a discount membership store. It's a monthly subscription. And in return, you receive a $125 gift card to use at their online store. So basically, you're paying for a membership that you was enrolled into.
I didn't agree to that. I didn't agree to that at all.
Yes, ma'am. It was in the terms and conditions. You had 72 hours to call after you entered the state to cancel it before it.
Okay, wait. What's the name of the company again?
Factory Direct Savings Club.
I'm sorry. I cannot understand you. I'm trying.
Factory?
Say it again.
Direct Savings Club.
I have no such thing. So what is the 574 for? Does it show that?
Yes, the 574 is for you entering the contest. If you was, yes, ma'am, if you was to win it, you will get free shipping and handling, also the free products if you was to win.
Well, I'll never do that again. But anyway, the 6732, we got to do something about that because I have nothing to do with that, no way.
Yes, ma'am. So the charge is valid, and I wouldn't be able to remove it, but as a courtesy, I can't offer you 35% back of that charge.
You can offer me what?
35% back of their charge because it was stated in the terms.
Well, how am I supposed to get rid of this if I don't even know who they are?
Get rid of the membership? Ma'am, I canceled it for you.
I don't have any membership type of thing like that. No way. So somebody is doing something that is illegal because I have nothing to do with that.
Yes, ma'am. We used to go back to the website where you enter the contest and stated it in the terms and conditions at the bottom of the page.
Well, you're not giving me a name that I'm familiar with at all.
I'm not giving you. It was in the terms and conditions that you agreed to once you paid the $570.
You know what I think I'm going to do? I think I'll just let my bank take over and take care of this because I have nothing to do with that and I know it.
Yes, ma'am. What's going to happen is when you go to your bank and try to dispute it, they're going to have to call us to verify the dispute. And we're going to provide them the website and it's going to show in the terms and conditions that it did say that you'll be enrolled to a membership.
Yeah, well, I'm sure that the bank has legal ways of taking care of this, but I am not paying for something that I don't know anything about, and I don't. So, I mean, you're not even giving me a valid name. I have no idea
it is a valid name. It's Factory Direct Savings Club. All you have to do is Google it in the website box.
And I'm not understanding you.
What do you mean you're not understanding me?
I'm not understanding the name that you're trying to give me.
Factory Direct Savings Club.
Okay, wait a minute. I got Factory. What's the other one?
Direct.
Spell that one.
Direct. D-I-R-E-C-T. Direct. Like Direct TV.
God. I would recognize that if I had something to do with this. I know there's a lot of scams going on out there right now, and it's got to be what this is. I know nothing about this. Absolutely nothing. It's got to be connected with that 574 then.
Yes, ma'am, it is.
Well, is there some way you can give me an address or whatever, phone number, something?
I don't have the exact... Well, I don't have an address for you at all, but I gave you the website that you can go on.
Okay, let's try this again. All right, Factory.
Direct.
Spell that.
D as in dog, I as in igloo, R as in rush, E as in Edward, C as in Charlie.
Okay, Factory Direct, rather. What
savings.
Else? Spell that one.
Savings, like your saving account.
Oh, savings, okay. See, I know nothing about it.
Club.com.
Okay, now is there a phone number or what to that?
I don't have a direct phone number to them. This is a third-party company, ma'am, with call center.
Well, this is, baloney because I have nothing to do with this. So somehow you're going to have to give me something so I can get a hold of them. Because I know I never signed up for no such thing.
Well, ma'am, I just gave you the website.
Okay. Well, you know what? I got an attorney, so I'll have him take care of it. All right? Thank you.